Yes, there was a media cycle that was like, oh, he had an assembled Lego set of the U.S. Capitol. And then
well, assembled except for the bump stock.
and then the libs like shit themselves about it. I'm sure the Lego company is probably like having a PR nightmare. And then and then a picture came out that it was just in the box in a bin with other Lego set. They just seized this man's Lego collection. They stole his Legos.
I feel like there's an amendment about that. I don't know which one, but maybe like the 7th or the 9th or something said you can't take a man's Legos.
That's right.
No, it's the right of the
right of the people to peacefully sit quietly by themselves and build Legos while humming songs to themselves shall not be abridged.
Yeah, back when we used to go to Todd's house to do episodes, once he went over and he was like putting together a Lego set, the most chill I've ever seen Todd in my life. It was like he took 4 Xanax.
Yeah, just humming never meant unable to sit on a loop.
Okay, all right. Like, I'm not the one who like got his Legos taken away by the federal government here.
That's right. Yeah, but, that's right. But if you had, you'd be a hero. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
For trying to take over America, which I think should be done.
I wonder if this means that this guy was planning to, after the successful coup on the Capitol, he was going to like put this together and then get little Lego guys and be like, this is me and this is my friend and this is the Q Shaman, and set up a little diorama to show his kids what happened.
What did they think? That there were going to be a bunch of like Q believers standing around a table with the model Lego model of the Capitol, like pointing to it like General MacArthur planning a battle plan?
sliding little Lego guys around the Lego environment with those weird like curved stick things generals used to move their shit on the map.
Is that the implication that they're trying to say? Because there's
I don't know.
There's one from a couple days ago on the New York Post that's linked, that it says FBI sees fully constructed U.S. Capitol Lego set from alleged riot leader.
He had the blueprints.
That was a lie. It wasn't fully. It was just in the box.
Yeah. It wasn't, and also, it's a Lego set, not the blue. You know,
it's like not to scale.
There
right?
wasn't have, a like, Rogue One passages? Operation.
Yeah, yeah.
It's also not even big enough that you could use Warhammer figurines. They're two different scales.
It's a different scale from even the minifigure scale. You can't even fit minifigures in there.
Right. It's for ants. It's tiny.
What could this guy have planned with this set?
Nothing. He just likes America.
Well, they said that he also this, okay. And so Lego. In addition to the Lego set, investigators seized a notebook from the Pennsylvania man with notes about how to create quote unquote hometown militia. A hometown militia, just create hometown militia.
Is that like a group that's
chili,
going to hometown buffet?
Yeah.
We're the hometown buffet militia.
Yeah. We basically guard the pie to make sure no one takes too much, even though it's all you can eat. Leave some for the kids.
No.
You know what
you're protecting the children from the bee costume. Who that guy was very scary, and I just wanted to get chicken wings.
Was there a guy dressed like a bee at hometown?
Yes.
Oh, wait, is that the same as Old Country Buffet, or is that a different place?
If you rifled through the belongings of like most rural Americans, I bet you'd find a notebook that had like ideas to fight the military. Like,
it's in
how to take over the country. Yeah, like when I was like fucking 16, I was writing this shit down in notebooks. I was like, I bet I could build a death laser if I really put my mind to it.
I just want to, can we bring this back to the true miscarriage of justice here, which is that they stole his Legos.
Yeah, I know.